more unusual note, thousands of spectators lined the streets of Hot Springs, Arkansas, where the annual world's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade is held, with 40 floats on a 98-foot route downtown. Thousands of FDA employees under a return-to-office mandate are reportedly returning to headquarters in Maryland to find long lines to park and get through security. According to the Associated Press, staffers also say they've encountered cramped workspaces and missing equipment. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Are you looking for an easy way to get a daily detox? Pharmacist, best-selling author, and nutrition expert Sherry Torkos explains why Active Liver is the perfect solution.
The liver is an incredible organ. It works nonstop to process toxins and chemicals from our food and drinks, medications we take, and even environmental exposures. As a health expert, I'm often asked how to support the liver's natural detoxification process and offset the effects of fatty foods, sugar, and alcohol. I recommend Active Liver by New Nordic. This gentle plant-based supplement is an effective way to support your liver's vital functions as well as your energy and overall well-being.
With its powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver is the perfect way to get an easy daily detox to keep you healthy and feeling your best. Active Liver is available in both a delicious gummy or tablet. You can find Active Liver in the vitamin aisle at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Forever 21 has filed for bankruptcy protection for a second time and plans to close down its U.S. business as traffic in shopping malls fades and competition from online retailers intensifies. The operator of Forever 21 store says it will try to determine if it can continue as a business with a partner or if it will sell some or all of its assets. The man accused of hiding a famous pair of slippers is now dead.
Charges against Jerry Hall Sliderman, who allegedly hid a stolen pair of ruby slippers that Judy Garland wore for the Wizard of Oz, have been dropped. It's after the 77-year-old died Sunday. He had been scheduled to plead guilty in court in January, but was hospitalized since and eventually went into hospice care. The slippers were stolen in 2005 from the Judy Garland Museum in Minnesota.
Follow the yellow brick road.
In December, they sold at auction for $32.5 million. Matt Piper, CBS News.
PepsiCo buys prebiotic soda brand Poppy. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 30s, strong south winds. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy, highs around 48. Slight chance of rain Tuesday night with a low of 42. Rain and thunder for Wednesday and a high near 55. Rain mixing with snow Wednesday night, 31. It's 48 at our studios.
Everyone. Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-G-N. There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door. We walked on to my door, then we kissed a little more. Single day singing.
Harmony. and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
News, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
To let you know, I can really shake them down.
Work, work, work.
98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah. that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Morning couldn't guarantee that Monday. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Chase it away.
I get a relaxation,
and
it's time to groove.
For the nighttime,
forget the day,
a day of uptight time, baby chase it away, I get a relaxation,
it's
a time to groove, I thank the Lord for the nighttime, I thank the Lord for you. Thank the Lord for the nighttime,
for the nighttime.
To forget the day,
day
of uptight
time,
baby chase it away, I get a relaxation,
the
time to prove, I thank the Lord for the nighttime, thank the Lord for you. Now,
local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Confusion on the ground. I can't make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. War has returned to Gaza. Palestinian officials say Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 200 people. Prime Minister Netanyahu said he ordered the strikes because talks to extend the ceasefire stalled. BBC News Gaza correspondent Rushdie Abu Aluf is checking on conditions there.
Israeli warplanes were flying over Gaza and very quickly started to hit targets within Gaza City. We are talking to some locals in different areas. They are talking about at least two mosques were hit. They have school housing displaced people.
President Trump is warning Iran it would, quote, suffer the consequences for additional attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports.
Pentagon officials say Iran has been put on notice. They haven't ruled out military action against Iran. So I don't think it's a coincidence that ratcheting up the attacks on the Houthis comes at the very same time that the United States is ratcheting up pressure on the Iranian regime.
An earthquake southeast of San Francisco caused a temporary ground stop at San Francisco International Airport, which has now resumed normal operations. The earthquake was a magnitude 3.9, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. A federal judge is giving both sides until midday Tuesday to provide more information concerning the court order putting a pause on President Trump's use of the Alien Enemies Act for deportations. CBS's Jake Rosen.
In a contentious hearing on Monday, the Department of Justice did not provide additional on-the-record information about additional flights potentially holding Venezuelan gang members, subject under President Trump's Saturday order of the Alien Enemies Act that would move potential Venezuelan gang members out of the United States.
CBS's Matt Piper has new information on the Gene Hackman death investigation.
Gene Hackman's wife, Betsy, called a medical concierge service in New Mexico a day after authorities previously reported her last known activity. She was last seen shopping on February 11th. Cell phone records show she made three calls the next morning to that medical service. They called back in the afternoon, but she never answered.
The NCAA tournament tips off Tuesday and Wednesday night with eight teams looking to earn a spot in the field of 64.
The last two play-in games highlight the action Wednesday night with Mount St. Mary's battling American for a chance to face top-seeded Duke in the opening round on Friday night. Then the final play-in game has Xavier going up against Texas. The winner of that one advances to round one to play sixth-seeded Illinois in Milwaukee on Friday.
Sports reporter Erica Herskowitz. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/radio and use code radio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/radio and use code radio at checkout.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with a sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
The gap between white and black homeownership rates has grown. Details now from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The National Association of Realtors says that gap increased from 27% in 2013 to 28% in 2023. Still, the black homeownership rate did increase to 44.7% in 2023, although that's the lowest of any racial or ethnic group. The NAR's senior economist and director of real estate research, Nadia Evangelou.
Homeownership is one of the most powerful tools for building wealth and financial stability, but the opportunity to own a home is not the same for everybody.
The average white homeownership rate was 72.4% in 2023. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Forever.